time, you just check out the Orion Talk Radio website, ladies and gentlemen, OrionTalkRadio.com. Got the archives, chat room, everything for you on OrionTalkRadio.com. I think Joe fell off the couch there. Hey, we're talking with our special guest tonight, Vinnie Eastwood, AFR Radio, and also VinnieEastwood, show.com.
Ooh, and just came up with a joke.
Excuse me?
I just came up with a joke. How do you listen to a pirate radio show? On the archives.
There you go. Thank you very much, Mr. Krebs. Well, you've had Mr. Krebs down a couple of nights now. Anyway, hey, Vinny, last segment here. Is there anything, you know, that's bugging you out in the world right now that you want to talk about, something you want to get off your chest?
Well, the election is essentially the reason why I am taking next week off, and I'm grateful for it. And I wanted to just kind of encapsulate this type of thing. If you know each and every word coming out of the mouths of those politicians is not just one lie, but like eight all packaged together, it takes you not only 90 minutes to listen to the debate, but it takes you about 16 hours to break it down how many times they've lied. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
And more to the point, it's so frustrating that you think that nobody sees it. Do you know what percentage of the population voted in this U.S. election? 18%.
Beautiful.
That means that you are ruled by 18% of people that are dumb enough to think the elections matter. Mm. That means that Barack Obama's majority comprises of less than 10% of the entire U.S. population. You are being governed not by the 1%, but by the 10% of idiots who are so stupid that they can't see lies, even if they're exposed right in front of them. That they cannot see that these rich scumbags who have never, ever done a freaking good thing for the people of the United States in their entire lives, they absolutely believe that if you give people like that power, that they will exercise restraint and do something good for you, that something will change, that the country will go in a different direction. That is horrifying for people like me to behold. That is something that boils and festers inside like a cancerous growth. That is why I need a week off, so I can detach, unplug, and remind myself that at the end of the day, it's actually only about 10% of the population, maybe less than 20% of the population, who are actually dumb enough to go along with it. That means that 80% of the population are just like me, and you don't want to see that happen. And you have to detach from it in order to deal with it. You know, if you've got a job, you get the weekends off. You come home at the end of the day and you're able to unwind if you wish. Doing this form of employment, when you're exposing scumbaggery on a daily basis, and sure enough, more and more scumbaggery occurs every day.
Yep.
If that is your job, there is no holiday, really, unless you force yourself to have one. And it wells up inside of you, this pressure, like a steaming kettle, threatening to explode from within like an alien parasite. That's what I encourage people to do.
Gonna have to have you
have some frickin' tequila, smoke some frickin' weed if you need,
amen,
and unplug for a little bit, and then get your bearings and come back and hit them twice as hard.
Hey, have you ever thought about maybe coming out to North Carolina, sit around a campfire, tell my kids some campfire stories? Because I think you scare the bejeebers out of them. That was good. That was good. Well, but in all honesty, John King, you and John, you've done this here. You know, you made a conscious decision to afford yourself that time as well. I mean, everybody, I think, at some point in time needs to be able to blow off some steam, don't you think?
Oh yeah, you have to step back and spend some family time and just close everything out, because there's so much going on. The fight is just so tremendous. It's like standing on a beach and looking at this tidal wave come in, and when you first wake up, you see the tidal wave off into the horizon, and it only looks like it's a, like it's 4 foot tall. But by the time it comes in to you, it's a 100-foot wall of water, and it's just too much, and you just have to step back and spend some family time and get reacquainted with your family and those in your inner circle, because if you don't, you just go crazy. And traveling back to what moments ago to what Vinny was saying, I guess the 18% is just pounded into our heads as Americans, as my parents were, as I was when I used to be a Democrat. I am now a card-carrying libertarian, by the way, that the Republicans are the party of the rich, the Democrats are the party of the poor and the working man. But those 18%, they don't realize that the Republicans and the Democrats, the Republicrats, if you will, are the same party, just a separate side of the coin.
Yeah, it's a big business and war party. Now, it's interesting in that you would have the Republicans, which are red, and the Democrats, which are blue. And in New Zealand, you have National, which is blue, which are equivalent to the Republicans, and Labour, which is red, our equivalent of the Democrats. Why is it always red versus blue? What's the visible light spectrum, ladies and gentlemen? What's the very end of it? You mean ultraviolet and infrared? Ah, isn't that interesting how they call that a spectrum of visible light?
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that you see. You can see the colors, you can make them out, that's visible light. The unfortunate thing is there's a whole lot that you cannot see. Visible light is an entirely small spectrum, and that is the tiny small spectrum that they wish to capture all ideology and all debate and shut it down.
Good point. You know, we also see things like red force, blue force, you know, the same thing. Again, you have that same type of mentality and the same ideology, too, in that very limited amount you see. But how much of that stuff, how much of the police state, how much of things go behind the scenes that you don't see?
We were in a 9/11 truth protest in the middle of the street with a megaphone and camera, DVDs and flyers. Little suited jackboot little individual from the council comes up to him wearing his little nice bright yellow jacket, and he says, "You're not allowed to hand out anything. You're not allowed to use a voice amplification device, or we will confiscate all of your DVDs, all of your flyers, your cameras and your megaphones, and we will fine you."
That's right. And then Vinny whipped out his 12-gauge and, oh, and the rest was history. Oh, wait a minute.
No, see, we stopped handing out flyers. We stopped using that voice amplification device. I have a louder voice than people realize. I'm actually louder without my 15-watt megaphone. So, you know, you just put my hands like this. They can't stop me. And then I did a video about how we're not even allowed to pass out information to people. And later on, I went to a protest, and that same little thug was there at the protest, a council-recognized and permitted march up the central street of the city. And he was telling people who were handing out leaflets at a protest, to protesters, that they couldn't do it, otherwise it would be confiscated and they'd be fined. And do you think anybody paid any attention to them? You betcha. They were all scared, shockingly, by this possibility. So I got up on the megaphone, and I told everybody about what is going on here. And I said, yell out and say yes if you think this is BS, and you're going to keep handing out your leaflets anyway. And they all went, yes! And we all kept handing out our leaflets. We all kept handing out our DVDs. And that little jackbooted thug walked home with his tail behind his legs. We are the majority. They are nothing. You think a piece of paper can stop a man like me? You don't know who you're dealing with. And that's
Amen.
The message I think everybody should really understand, is that these globalist scumbags, they don't know who they're dealing with.
Wow, yeah, great point. And we're just about out of time, so let me just give you another plug. That's of course, this is Vinny Eastwood, his website, thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. You can listen to him on American Freedom Radio every night from Monday to Friday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And anything else you want to plug before we go off the air there, Vinny?
Yeah, I really, really have to stress that people must start their own radio shows, even if it's on Blog Talk, even if it's a simple podcast or anything of that nature. If you stop listening to other people, suddenly you have to make up your own mind, and it is much more encouraging to other people to see truthers and patriots popping up in every city, in every corner of every county, in every nation of this world. Far more encouraging than that, than it is to see any Truther Talk radio show host achieve superstardom and mainstream media status.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for a very, very interesting conversation, and one I'm sure that people will talk about for a while, all our listeners here at Orion. Folks, tune in again for the next broadcast. We'll be taking Thursday night off. Next live broadcast will be Sunday evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Until then, I'm Joe Joseph. Have a pleasant evening, everybody. Have a great night.